Fifth Amendment, 111 times, Fauci, Fetterman, and a fractured Senate. Anthony Fauci, the former director of NIAID, invoked the Fifth Amendment 111 times during Wednesday's Senate hearing on the COVID lab leak question. The Fifth Amendment protects against self-incrimination and does not indicate guilt. Courts have been clear on that point. In the court of political perception, however, 111 invocations in a Senate hearing room is an extraordinarily unusual posture. Republicans will use the footage to argue that criminal exposure is real. Democrats will argue the hearing was a political show trial engineered to produce exactly that footage. Senator John Fetterman broke publicly with his party during the hearing, saying he regrets having dismissed the lab leak theory earlier. Chuck Schumer called him immediately, urging him to remain in the Democratic caucus. The public nature of that appeal suggests private conversations have not resolved the tension, and the stakes are structural. If Fetterman formally caucuses with Republicans, the Senate math shifts on every committee chairmanship, every confirmation hearing, and every procedural vote. The SAVE Act, Trump's voter ID legislation, hit a wall in the person of Ron DeSantis, who said publicly that it has basically zero chance of passing the Senate. DeSantis's statement directly contradicts Trump's demand that the Senate cancel its August recess to pass the bill. A prominent Republican governor who ran against Trump for president less than 2 years ago, publicly undermining a Trump legislative priority, for whatever combination of reasons, tactical or honest. Trump claimed, without specified calculation or methodology, that Supreme Court rulings have cost the United States trillions. Framing the judiciary as an economic antagonist in ways that set up a narrative justification for executive resistance to court orders. Judge Esther Salas appeared on WBUR to warn that DHS's practice of publicly naming judges in its Worst of the Worst series could fuel violence. Her son was killed at her front door by a gunman who had targeted her. The Senate unanimously passed a non-binding resolution opposing a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell. Convicted in 2021 on 5 counts of sex trafficking and related offenses, a signal that some pardon decisions would carry genuine political cost, even in a divided chamber. A Trump teleprompter operator exited the government over allegations of betting on the contents of presidential speeches before their delivery, a form of insider information trading that existing ethics frameworks were not designed to prevent.